and Beansy.
Welcome to the myths, legends and fairy tales of India, where we bring to you stories of kings and queens, of princes and fairies, and of crafty wizards and magical beasts. These are classic tales of adventure, magic and drama from India, brought to you in a new avatar by Gatha Story. To learn more, visit mythsandlegendsindia.com.
Before we go on, here is an exciting announcement.
Chandralekha heard this, and she, without the slightest noise, took hold of a branch and swung herself off it.
Enjoyed the story? Listen to the full series of Myths, Legends and Fairy Tales of India. Exclusively available on Storytel. Thousands of stories waiting to be heard. Start your free trial today by subscribing at www.storytel.in.
Once upon a time, there were two sisters who lived together. The elder sister, Beansy by name, was a hard, quarrelsome creature, apt to disagree with everybody. But Beansy, the younger one, was soft and most agreeable. Now one day, Beansy, who was forever trying to please somebody, said to her sister,
"Beansy, my dear, don't you think we ought to pay a visit to our poor old father? He must need our help. It is harvest time, and he is left alone in the house."
"I don't care if he is tired or needs our help," replied Beansy. "Go yourself. I'm not going to walk about in the heat to please any old man."
So kind Beansy set off alone, and on the way she met a plum tree.
"Oh, Beansy,"
cried the tree,
"stop a bit, be a good soul, and tidy up my thorns a little. They are scattered about so that I feel quite uncomfortable."
"So they are, I declare,"
replied Beansy, and set to work with such a will that very soon the tree was as neat as a new pin. A little farther on, she met a fire, and the fire cried out,
"Oh, sweet Beansy, tidy up my hearth a bit, for I'm half choked in the ashes."
"So you are,"
returned good-natured Beansy, setting herself to clear them away, until the fire crackled and flamed with pleasure. Further on, she met a peepal tree, and the people called out,
"Oh, kind Beansy, bind up this broken branch for me, or it will die, and I shall lose it."
Poor thing,
cried soft-hearted Beansy, and tearing a bandage from her veil, she bound up the wounded limb carefully. The peepal tree thanked her, and on she went. After a while, she met a stream, and the stream cried out,
"Pretty Beansy, clear away the sand and dead leaves from my mouth, for I cannot run when I am choked."
"No more you can,"
replied obliging Beansy, and in a few moments she made the channel so clear and clean that the water flowed on swiftly. At last she arrived, rather tired,
at her old father's house. Jay was delighted to see her, and he would scarcely let her away in the evening. He insisted on giving her a spinning wheel, a buffalo, some brass pots, a bed, and all sorts of things, just as if she had been a bride going to her husband. She put the things onto the buffalo's back and set off homewards. Now, as she passed the stream, she saw a web of fine cloth floating down.
"Take it, Peasy, take it," tinkled the stream. "I've carried it far as a reward for your kindness."
So she gathered up the cloth, laid it on the buffalo, and went on her way. By and by, she passed the peepal tree, and lo, she had tied up, hung a string of pearls.
"Take it, Peasy, take it,"
rustled the peepal.
"I caught it from a princess turban as a reward for your kindness."
Then she took the pearls, fastened them round her pretty slender throat, and went on her way rejoicing. Farther on, she came to the fire, burning brightly, and on it was a plate with a nice hot sweet cake.
"Take it, Peasy, take it,"
crackled the fire.
"I have cooked it to a turn in reward for your kindness."
So Lucky Peasy took the nice hot cake and, dividing it into two pieces, put one aside for her sister and ate the other while she went on her way. Now, when she reached the plum tree, the topmost branches were bending down, covered with ripe yellow fruit.
"Take some, Peasy, take some. I have ripened these as a reward for your kindness,"
groaned the laden tree. So she plucked the plums till her veil was full. And after eating some, she sat the rest aside for her sister. When she arrived at home, instead of being pleased at her little sister's good fortune and thoughtfulness, the disagreeable Beansy nearly cried with spite and envy. She was so cross that poor little sweet Peasy became quite remorseful over her own luck. She was so cross that poor little sweet Peasy became quite remorseful over her own luck. She suggested to Beansy that she might be equally fortunate if she also went to visit her father. So, next morning, greedy Beansy set off to see what she could get gifts from the old man. But when she came to the plum tree and it cried out,
"Oh, Beansy, stop a bit and tidy up my thorns a little. There's a good soul."
The disobliging Beansy tossed her head and replied,
"A likely story. Why, I could travel 3 miles in the time it would take me to settle up your stupid old thorns. Do it yourself."
Then when the fire said to her,
"Oh, sweet Beansy, tidy up my hearth a bit, for I am half choked by my ashes,"
the unkind girl replied,
"You are foolish for having ashes. You don't suppose I am going to dawdle about helping people who won't help themselves? Not a bit of it."
And when she met the peepal tree and it asked her to tie up its broken branch, she only laughed, saying,
"It doesn't hurt me. And I should have walked 3 miles in the time it would take to set it right. So ask somebody else."
So when she met the stream and it asked her to clear away the sand and the dead leaves which choked it, she replied,
"Do you imagine I'm going to stalk my walk that you may run? No, no, no. Each one to himself."
At last she reached her father's house. She was full of determination not to go away without any gifts. She wanted a heavy load of at least 2 buffaloes. But just as she was entering the courtyard, her brother and his wife accosted her and whacked her most unmercifully. They cried,
"So, this is your plan, is it? Yesterday comes Peasy while we were hard at work, and her doting old father gave her his best buffalo and goodness knows what else. And today you come to rob us? Out of the house, you baggage!"
With that, they hounded her away. Beansy was tired, hot, bruised, and
"Never mind,"
said she, to console herself.
"I shall take a dip in the stream and get a web of cloth."
Sure enough, when she crossed the stream, there was a web, 3 times as fine as Peasy's, floating close to the shore. And greedy Beansy went straight to get it. But alas, the water was so deep that she was nearly drowned, while the beautiful cloth floated past her very fingers. Thus, all she got for her pains was a nothing.
"Never mind," thought she, "I'll have the string of pearls."
Yes, there it hung on the broken branch. But when Beansy jumped to catch it, branch and all fell right onto her head, so that she was stunned. When she came to herself, someone else had walked off with the pearls, and she had only a bump on her head, which was as big as an egg. All these misfortunes had quite wearied her out. She was starving with hunger and hurried on to the fire, hoping for a nice hot sweet cake. Yes, there it was, smelling most deliciously. And Beansy snatched at it so hastily that she burnt her fingers horribly, and the cake rolled away. Before she had done blowing at her fingers and hopping about in pain, a crow had carried off the cake, and she was left lamenting,
"At any rate, I'll have the plums,"
cried miserable Beansy, setting off at a run, her mouth watering at the sight of the luscious yellow fruit on the topmost branch. First, she held on to a lower branch with her left hand and reached for the fruit with the right. But when that hand was all scratched and torn by the thorns, she held on with her right and tried to get the fruit with the left. But all to no avail. And when face and hands were all bleeding and full of prickles, she gave up the useless quest and went home. She was bruised, beaten, wet, sore, hungry, and scratched all over. But I have no doubt her kind sister Peasy put her to bed and gave her food and comfort and shared half of her fortune.
This story was translated by Flora Annie Steele in her book Tales of the Punjab. It was published in 1894. Some parts of this story have been modified by Amar Vyas for brevity, context and language for Gatha story. Did you like today's story? If so, we would love to hear your feedback. Write to us at contact@gathastory.com with your comments or feedback. Better yet, please, please, please leave a review. We would really appreciate it.